We're back.
Second hour of the Investigative Journal, and what an interview this is. Pastor Tony Alamo, if you haven't heard him before, make sure you go to our archives, which are going to be up shortly again. There's been a little problem with the Internet feed, but anyway, we're going to get those archives updated the last month or so. So don't worry about that. RBN's working hard to correct that problem. And as you see, most of the other archives are up from the years past of our shows, so we're working on that. Before we get back to Pastor Alamo, I just wanted to say this, before we get back to his story of how he was railroaded and put in a federal prison. You got to go to his website at AlamoMinistries.com, and he asked a question on one of his stories called The Pope's Secrets. He says, are the IRS, FBI, U.S. Department of Labor, the Mafia, and the labor unions part of the Vatican? Is the Pope the superboss of all government agencies? And he goes into the Pope's secrets with this article, and he mentions a couple things that we've discussed on this show regarding the Jesuit influence and the killing of President Abraham Lincoln. And we had on our show C.T. Wilcox, who was an author of Transformation of the Republic, who uncovered some documents just recently that prove that. So you've got to read this article that Pastor Alamo wrote. And then he also talks about what was JFK's fatal mistake. And Pastor Alamo says this: when John F. Kennedy was asked by the Vatican, are you going to go along with Roman canon law, the U.S. Constitution? Mr. Kennedy answered them by saying, the U.S. Constitution, this was President Kennedy's fatal mistake. His assassination was ordered by Rome, then planned out and carried by the Jesuits, just as President Lincoln's was. Anyone who knew too much about Mr. Kennedy's assassination was taken care of, too. Wow, those are, you know, Pastor Alamo, this goes really deep into our history, and I'm glad that you bring this out. Your message is needed, and thank you for bringing all this stuff forward. And I want people to go to that your website and your ministries to listen to you. Boy, what happened when you started finding out all these things? What was going through your mind? Did it, you must have had some kind of faith and trust in our country and in institutions like the big religions. How did it shake you as a person?
Well, you just figure, the police are good and the religions are okay until I went to the, until I got into the Bible, and then I started reading that that religions were the ones that were persecuting Jesus, and that religion is of the devil, but salvation is of the Lord. Like, there's a whole difference between religion, I'm sure you know this, and salvation.
Mm-hmm.
You must be born again of the Spirit. And so, and then, thank God I had a woman that had been saved for 25 years, and she was a real powerful woman, and she helped me a lot by letting me know, okay, they're saying this, but here's what it is. She also used to be a reporter for the major newspaper in Los Angeles. It was the Los Angeles Examiner. It's defunct now for many years, but and she also was the procurer of talent for the Paul Coates Show, which was one of these shows that exposed all kinds of things, and it was very well watched on television. And so she also, she lived, she was a, shared an apartment with the woman that came up with the forensic techniques to catch criminals and all that. So
right.
She had a vast knowledge, and she got married to a guy years before I ever met her who was a champion boxer. His name was Saul Leibowitz, and he was Jewish. And so he turned out that she found out that he was a criminal, so she wouldn't live with him anymore. He was a enforcer for the Pipefitters Union in the Los Angeles area. In other words, if people would go through a picket line to go to work, he'd beat them up.
Mm-hmm.
And so she learned the whole criminal element from him because he'd tell her everything. And then all these, she also learned everything from being in the, how phony the newspapers are and how they don't let certain things in and how phony the news media was. And she really got a grassroots education. It was like finishing school. And so she, you know, every time they'd do something, just they would, she'd know they were framing, trying to frame us, but she was so smart in the spirit. She, you know, we'd pray to the Lord, and the Lord would tell us how to get out of it. But then she said, as soon as I die, I know they're going to frame you, Tony. And she wrote a piece of literature entitled Framed, and that's on our website as well. I wrote my part of it myself, but then I inserted the part that she wrote. And we really have an insight to what's going on here. We even tried to get me for wanting to hang a federal judge to kidnap him. What kind of a Christian would that be, you know, if I would want to do something like that? God would probably no doubt kill me for doing such a thing as that. I wouldn't have the boldness to preach the truth about the government and the media and the Vatican if I were not right with the Lord. I know that if I am right with the Lord, I don't have to fear anything.
Right, and you know, John Peeler, that FBI, former FBI agent, said that Clinton was behind some of this work, that he were trying to blackball you. And I wondered at the time were exposing like the connection between the Vatican, Clinton, and the government, things like that.
I was going to do an article on Clinton because I knew everything about him. As a matter of fact, Clinton and I have had dinner together. He came over to our restaurant in Elma, Arkansas, because we had entertainment there, and I had Dolly Parton there. We had Marty Robbins and all of them, and I had them singing gospel songs and all that. And Dolly worked for me for free. She just wanted me to do some designer clothes for her and the family band. So he came in the one night and wanted to meet her. And so I went back to the dressing room and asked her if she wanted to meet the governor. He was governor at that time. Mm. And she said, yeah. And so Clinton wrote that in his new book about me. He devoted two pages to myself, and not too flattering, I must add, but yeah, I knew about him, and the Lord told me, don't put something out on him now, but it's all right now to do it. And so I just keep praying for these guys, though, because I was really a bad person myself, and I'm not having mercy for the things that they're doing at all, and I believe they should be prosecuted to the limit of the law. He said that the full responsibility for Waco, and I knew all about this. Waco happened after all this, but I knew all about him, his bringing drugs into the country and arms, sending arms, swapping drugs for arms, and all that sort of stuff. And also my attorney, Sam Sexton, who's now passed away, was a member of my church in Dyer, Arkansas, and he told me that Clinton is a two-faced person. He burns all his bridges down. Once he can use you, well, then he will just come against you. So before he came against me, he offered me three freeway off-ramps. He said I could build a theme park, but then when that Jim and Tammy Baker opened that theme park, and then they went down the tubes. I thought, man, that's the last thing I want to do is open any theme park. And so, but we were back there in the Elma, Van Buren area, and the Dyer, Arkansas area. And we had a lot of property over there. Over $100 million worth of property in downtown Nashville. And all in the Arkansas area, Los Angeles, we had over $100 million worth of property. And they marched on the church. Lord told me to separate because they wanted to kill all of us. And so when I moved the churches here and there, and I moved off of the Georgia Ridge, what happened was I was able to sidestep death. And also the people being dead. They marched up there and they took all the property away, but I wasn't there. They came up with rifles and everything else. And so they They said I wanted to hang this judge, and so they, I was going to surrender myself, but they came to the house over in Tampa, Florida, and got me and took me in, and I won the case. It was an attorney, Jeff Dickstein. So I trusted him on the IRS case because he actually was an IRS attorney, and he didn't pay taxes for 17 years in a row and wrote an anti-IRS book.
Mm-hmm.
And the prosecuting attorney, his name was Belcher, his last name, along with Judge McCullough in Memphis, Tennessee, called me up and says, you know, now, Jeff Dickstein, your attorney, has got 17 charges. You know, we could arrest him during the trial, and you, we were afraid that he was going to win for me because he won the case against Fort Smith on the hanging the judge thing. And so Jeff Dickstein said, finally, you got a case that I know something about. And so he actually sold me out because what they did is threatened him if he wins, then he will go to prison for 17 years.
Wow. Well, listen, we'll take another short break. Pastor Alam will come back. I want to talk about exactly how you were framed by the IRS and how many years you spent in prison. Then we'll come back in about 3 minutes on the Investigative Journal. Back with Pastor Tony Alamo. And Pastor, finally, how did they finally put you in federal prison? Tell us that story.
Okay, as I said, you know, in Judge McCullough's courtroom, they wouldn't allow me to testify. They said if I brought any witnesses in that would say any good things that I did or that our church ever did, that they would bring in this whole string of former backsliders. That were all of them were coached because they were all saying the same thing. And people that were anti our church, they had about 10 or 12 of them, and we had hundreds and even thousands of people that we could have brought in. But these people were saying that I was keeping double books and everything, and so, and then they said I was spending money, for myself. I designed all these designer jackets for the movie stars. You see Don King wearing them on the after fights with the glitter on them and everything. Plus all the top movie stars, the Beatles, the even wrestlers like Hulk Hogan and Mr. T, Mike Tyson, all of them were wearing my jackets and all the rock and roll groups and all this. And so they said I was making all that money, and what I was doing is buying lumber and all this to build houses for all the people. And we gave a house to each one of the people that had been with us for 20 years. And so what they did is took it all away. They said, no, they were all mine, and that I was trying to build an empire for myself, and all the same garbage they say about everybody. So anyway, they found me guilty and gave me 6 years in the federal penitentiary. So they sent me to Memphis FCI in Memphis there. And I began winning souls in prison. And then they transferred me to Florence, Colorado, and I did the same thing there. I was winning Muslims. Muslims are nothing more than Catholics. When you're talking to a Muslim, you're talking to a Catholic. The Catholic cult or church, they rose these Muslims up to do the dirty work for the Vatican because they didn't want to blame for it. They also, the Vatican also planted some documents on a Jew, killed him, threw him into a whorehouse, and said that these were details of how the Jews were supposedly going to rule the world. The people just don't realize Satan is a liar. I mean, he's the most cunning liar. He's a deceiver. And the Bible says that the whole world will be deceived in the last days. The world at large, but those of us that are of the Lord are not of this world. And so, but the world is deceived. I'm not deceived at all. And the born-again Christians that have studied the Bible and sought the Lord with all their heart, soul, mind, and strength, they're not deceived. But they gave me 6 years, and I got out on 4 years of good behavior and a half year in the halfway house, which was the Salvation Army in Texarkana.
Okay.
And so a lot of the people in the church wanted to come and visit me, so they didn't like the hotel, so they bought a small house there. And since then, they built onto it, and it became our office and a place where we teach school. And sometimes I live there, and sometimes I live here in Los Angeles, sometimes, you know, New York and wherever. But because we just came back from San Francisco, we were looking to buy property all over the place in order to open more chapters, more churches.
And when did you finally get out of prison?
When was it that I got out? It was around 8 years ago.
Okay, and you said they still are after you, correct?
Oh, yeah. I mean, they just, they are now using more slander, more insidious slander. Now they're coming out with I'm married to hundreds of women and that I am a pedophile and that I, then they start bringing up all the things that they said about me in the past. Well, if I would have done all these things, why are they so much after me? It's because I'm bringing the gospel forth. They said that they're saying the same thing about Jesus, that he was having sex with Mary Magdalene, and the filthy things that they're saying about everybody. And, you know, if anyone that's doing really anything for the Lord, not just a bunch of talk, but you're really winning souls and you're really exposing them, pulling the sheets and blankets off of all these people so that you can see their festering, putrefying sores, they're going to go after you. And we're doing it so skillfully because it's done by the Holy Spirit. And sure, they're going to keep going until the day we die. They just kept going with Jesus until they nailed him to the cross. But he fooled them. He raised from the dead and ascended up into the kingdom of heaven, and now he became the life-giving Spirit. And he moves into you. And when you fear him more than the Vatican or all these terrorists, and I do, then you have peace here on earth. And there's no other peace that you could ever get until you have the Prince of Peace living in your spirit. Our spirit is temporal. His is eternal. And so he wants to mix his spirit with ours so that we're eternal.
Pastor Alamo, we're going to take a short break, come back for our final half hour, and I want to get in deep with some things you know about the Vatican and how they've infiltrated our government. Back in 3 minutes.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
And Pastor Alamo, when did you start really finding out about the Vatican and how they infiltrate religions and governments? And tell us how this message came to you and why it's so important for Americans who have been kept from the truth to understand this, because otherwise there's a chance we will lose our freedoms here, correct?
Amen. I've always been interested in knowing the prophecies in regard to how close we are to the end of time. And the Bible tells us that it's going to get so bad that the human flesh would not be able to endure the evils such as this violence and these people that are out doing everything in their power to terrorize people. I'm not terrorized by them at all. When I started finding out about it, primarily from my wife, because I was totally ignorant. She'd been in the ministry for 25 years before myself. And so she started telling me, she always used to call the Catholic Church a large denominational church, but I said, listen, it's getting too far behind now. People are wanting honesty. They want to hear the truth. And the only one I want to hear it are the people from the Vatican. And a lot of people in the Catholic cult, they don't know. They're real nice people in there, but the hierarchy is the ones that you got to worry about. And then, of course, they have brainwashed some of their people so much that they feel that they're the only church. And the Lord, after Sue died, I asked him to please give me the ability to write. And he said that he says, I'm going to do that right now. And he did. I wrote my first piece of literature that day. And he says, you'll be destroyed if you don't put it out. This literature all over the world, but if you do put out that literature, you will not be destroyed. The one that they're afraid of the most are people that will speak out. The fearful and unbelieving, they're going to be destroyed, and the ones that get the word out are the ones that will not be destroyed. It's the same thing as when a person, when thieves are robbing a jewelry store or something. If there's no alarms, if there's nothing in there, well, then people are going to feel their take all the loot in the place. But if the fire, the burglar alarm goes off and the lights go on and they hear the police sirens, the criminals are going to flee. The Bible says that Satan flees when the wicked flee when no one is pursuing. But when you're pursuing them, they really flee. These Vaticanites, God, they don't realize that God is going to destroy them with these tsunamis, earthquakes. They say that that's Mother Nature. There's no thing as Mother Nature. The Lord promised to do the destructions. He destroyed the earth with water. He's going to destroy it with fire, and he states that he's going to pour out plagues on this earth as never before. There's a meteorite that's going to come down that's going to be over 300 miles long and wide, and it's going to smash this earth, and there's going to be big tidal waves, and many people are going to be destroyed. God really knows how to terrorize people. These terrorists that they're saying, these Vaticanites, they're amateurs compared to God. God drowns the whole world, and he's going to burn the whole world. He knows how to do it on a large scale. But I started knowing the Vatican and all their affiliates from Sue, and then I studied it. And I studied every kind of literature on it, and I prayed to the Lord about it. And I said, why are they doing this? He says they want to rule the world, because it talks about the world power in the book of Daniel. And that the rock, the solid rock Christ Jesus, is going to come back and destroy him. Well, we are the continuation of the Lord's incarnation. He is in us, those of us that are born again, and we're out there destroying their work by preaching the gospel, because the gospel is the only truth on the face of this earth. And there isn't anything that the Vatican or any satanic person hates more than the word of God. And that's why I preach it, and that's my defense. He says, preach it, and you will not be destroyed. Don't preach it, and you will be destroyed. And so far, I've been going for 42 and a half years strong, and no one has destroyed me yet. And even if they do, I have the peace of mind knowing that I'm going to be in the kingdom of heaven, and I've seen the Lord Jesus Christ with my own eyes wide open 3 years after I was saved. And so I know it's there, and I've seen heaven, and I've seen the torment of hell. I mean, I said, please don't let me see it, but I heard the voices down there saying, oh my God, it's real. It's real, and we're here, and we can't get out. And the people were moaning and groaning. I could hear their voices. And so, you know, I'm very well armed and armored with the Word of God. And that's the thing that the Vatican hates. You know, we can try to think of as other things or that there's other reasons why they want to. They have all these secret societies because they're ashamed to come out and say, hey, we're going to rule the world. They want to blame it on the commies, the Jews, but all these, the commies, that's just a part of the Vatican. The John Birch Society is a part of the Vatican. They want everybody to just direct everybody's minds over to the commies. Well, now, we exposed that so much that they stopped with that stuff. And then they now it was the Russians, and then it was the Chinese, and they're going to overrule us and all that. And that, you know, the Jews are the ones that's doing it. All these smoke screens and all this global warming. There's no such thing as global warming. They took a picture of a snowbank falling down when the sun was on it. I can show you that in Billings, Montana, where I'm from. There's no global warming. Isn't that something with all this freeze that's going on in the United States and there's still screens? Just anything to distract your mind from the actual truth, the gospel. That's what it's all about.
Right, and you say this, and if I could read this real shortly, you say, because of her age-old desire to control the world government and church, the serpent-like Vatican has infested the world and the U.S. government with so many of her zealous, highly trained, and dedicated Jesuit devotees that she now controls the United Nations, which she created, the White House, Congress, every state, federal, civic, and social government agency, including the U.S. Department of Labor, the IRS, the FBI, the Supreme Court, judicial systems, the armed forces, state, federal, and other police, also the international banking and Federal Reserve systems called the Illuminati, labor unions, the mafia, and most of the heavyweight news media. The cult of Vatican is very close to replacing our Constitution with her one-world satanic canon laws of death to the heretic, anyone that is not Roman Catholic or is a Roman former Roman Catholic that has preached, I'm adding this, that has preached against her. I just want to read this. General Lafayette, President George Washington's most respected aide and general, prophetically stated, if the liberties of the American people are ever destroyed, they will fall by the hand of the Roman Catholic cult's clergy. That, you know, I've had so many people on my show that will verify these words, talk about it. So many people have been on my show talk about the infiltration of churches. Why? You know, what you said something very important. If you speak against them, you will be saved. And that's what I'm telling my listeners now. Speak against these people. Don't be afraid and don't cover for them. There are so many people covering for them. That it gets hard to get the message out. You know, I've been discredited so many times. Just when I began to talk about the Vatican, and I said, you know what? I think I hit on the Achilles heel of this organization that's called the New World Order. But go ahead. Give me your thoughts.
Well, Greg, you know, one of the things that we have, we have an army of people that are devoted to getting the literature, all these exposés, you know, the things that you're reading from my literature there, on the streets. And so we find out that there's so many different facets of the media that it's very hard. You know, a lot of people are dazzled by one TV program or another, or they may not be listening to the radio or something, and if they are, they may not be listening to my program or yours. But what I found out is to go face-to-face. That's what Sue told me. You, like Jesus, went face with people. He got on the streets, and nobody wants to get on like the lowly Nazarene did, to go out into the highways, the hedges, to go to the seashore on the mountainside, to go streets where the people are. And that's why they're so afraid of me. The public enemy number one, they said I cut the Vatican in half. They said that we used to sport, you know, that we had a billion people. But they said in their news papers, they said that I split the Vatican down the middle. They only have a half of it. This is 10, 15 years ago. But what happens is, like, when we send these troops out onto the streets with the Word of God, they just get saved, and they take the literature to other ones, and there's no other channel or station that can interfere when you're right in front of them. And this these tracts that I write are completely, there's no other news articles in it or anything like that. It's just the plain truth. And they read it, and they're saved. And we notice that when we're distributing them, you see old people and young people, everybody standing, reading them. And, you know, I think that this is, we put out, as I said, hundreds of millions of just the Pope Secret alone, and then hundreds of millions of the other ones. And I've written hundreds of articles, and I've done thousands of radio programs, thousands of them, and other actual preachings in the church. And it's so evil, this organization, the Vatican and the world government, that it takes thousands of programs and pieces of literature to expose them. It's like Edward Manhattan said, it's like a sewer of corruption. It's like a bottomless pit. You know, explain everything that they've done. Like Lincoln stated, the reason they got him is because he said that there's a black cloud over America, and it's the Vatican. Because he was a lawyer at the time, and he was doing a case for a former Catholic priest who converted, and they were wanting to kill him.
Yeah, Father Chinnickley, I believe, was his name.
That's right. So, I mean, you're so well informed. Our people are listening to this program in the next room on the Internet. They said you're coming through loud and clear here in L.A.
Well, that's good, because, you know, that's a favorite city of mine. I lived there a number of years and have many friends there, and I will look you up when I come back to Los Angeles, and we'll meet face-to-face sometimes, because I'd love to talk more. But please, my listeners, go to alamoministries.com and read The Pope's Secrets. It's one of many hundreds of articles written by Pastor Alamo, and I'm just going through it as I do the show, and I'm going to read it in depth once I'm done. But, you know, Pastor, I've talked to so many good people like you, and I can name them on this show that have come forward with this message. And, you know, it gives me hope and strength to know that there are people out there listening, because many apparent Americans that I talk to feel there's no hope any longer. They're all fluttering in the breeze, so to speak, going, why is this happening? Who are they? The Jews? Is it this and that? And I hope this show straightens it out a little bit, because, you know, it brings peace once you accept the Word of God and not afraid to talk about it.
Well, if you, like the Lord said, if you do what I tell you, I mean, you don't have anything to fear. They won't even harm a hair on your head. Like, I've attacked them. I was, I think, the very first one that came out strong, you know, with hundreds of millions of pieces of literature on it, even exposing that the Pope John Paul was the one that mixed cyanide gas for I.G. Farben.
Exactly.
That, murdered the Jews, yeah, and all that. And so that's why they came after us and took all of our property away, because of that one. I exposed that Bush had six Nazi war criminals as his advisor. And, boy, they really came after me then. That's how they got thrown in the prison.
Well, you might be interested in this, but I've had a guy on my show named Leo Zagami, and he's a former Monte Carlo P2 Lodge member that worked with the Vatican and has come forward now telling the truth. And he has got verified information from three people, and this is stuff that I checked out, that Pope Benedict the 16th has a 24-year-old gay lover.
Yeah, I heard that.
And so I'm not afraid to come out and say that, because there's three people in Rome and in Italy talking about this and can actually verify it. So, I mean, these guys, I mean, the pedophile rings, we've done stories about how the pedophile rings are connected to Cardinal Spellman. And it's just one thing after another. But it needs to be I guess somebody on my show yesterday said we need to know why they're doing this, and I think you could explain that. I think it's just basically Satan's hand, isn't it?
Well, it's just that it has to fulfill Bible prophecy. The Bible said in the book of Daniel that there would be a one-world government, and it's them. And that's what they're using our troops as their muscle. The UN was nothing until we joined it. Now they're using our money and our muscle. We're the only real world power. Any of this stuff you hear on TV or anything, That's garbage. We're the world power, and they're using us to take over all the countries. Clinton claimed that he bombed 50 countries for the Vatican. It killed millions, hundreds of millions of people, probably. And then Bush has built monuments unto the Vatican, unto the Pope. John Paul II was a homosexual. He was, you know, they're gangsters. They're the real mafia, the Vatican. I mean, if people just realize that and realize that the things that they're hearing on television are garbage. You see them exalting the Pope and pushing every other church down. Born-again Christians, they try to make you look worse than Hitler. And they make those people who are murdering hundreds of millions of people look like they're saints. You know, like Clinton, he says, I take full responsibility. Janet Reno, this lesbian, said, I take full responsibility. They were fighting for full responsibility. Then Clinton said on national television, he said, there are many other cults. This will teach people for not joining cults. First he was a Baptist, then he went on tour with the Pope. After he became president, he all of a sudden became a Catholic. He was trained in Catholic organizations. He went to all the Catholic schools. He even got a scholarship to Rhodes Scholarship.
Right.
Oxford, England.
Well, listen, we're going to take a 3-minute break, come back for our final segment with Pastor Otoni Olamo, back after this short message. Pastor Tony Olamo. Pastor Olamo, we only have about 3 or 4 minutes left. What are you working on now, and do you have any message to people in this country about what's happening quickly since 9/11? What can they do?
Well, the only thing that you really can do is to get saved, get born again of the Spirit. Ask the Lord to enter into you. He'll come into you with the Father by the Spirit, and you'll be saved, and you'll have peace of mind, and all the violence that's going on, you won't care if you're a victim of a drive-by shooting or anything else, some other disaster, because you'll be right in the kingdom of heaven. As I said, I saw the Lord with my eyes wide open, and it was, I thought he was going to take me, then he said, not now. And I was more disappointed at that than anything else. So I thought I'd be afraid if I saw the Lord. And so if you get born again of the Spirit and get into the Bible, and because the Bible is Spirit and it is life, and then, you know, all these other things that are going on, they're distractions from Satan to stop you from getting into the Word of God, into the Lord. And if you get into the Lord, you don't, you want to do what the Lord tells you to do, and he says to be red hot. Don't sit around and not tell people of what's going on. I tell them these things because I want them to know that the Bible is true. It says all the things that you and I are telling people. It's in the Bible, about Rome and the world government, but it's going to be destroyed by the preaching of the gospel. We are the continuation of the Lord's incarnation here on earth, and by us preaching the gospel we are the rock, the body of Christ, putting an end to all these different things as much as it can be. It can't be done any other way, and you know, trying to do it with any other method is vain. So the thing to do is say, born again in the Spirit, get the Word of God in you, and get it out on the streets, because if we can win these souls to the Lord, like Clinton and all these other ones, you can see that the Lord has punished Clinton with all these heart attacks and everything else, and his and other people too. They die, and they're going to meet the Lord, and they need to be saved, and the Lord doesn't want them to die. Of course, we hate what they do. The Bible says he hates the deeds of the Nicolaitans. This is the meaning of the Vatican and the world government. But he doesn't hate their soul. He's trying to send his people. He's sending his people into the world to tell people these things. And, you know, but you got people like Barbara Walters who needs to be saved. She saw on a talk show last night saying, we've sure come a long way. You know, now we homosexuals are just free. Yeah, we've come a long way with degeneracy, is what I wanted to say. But right. Now, let's get out and win Barbara Walters and all these people and get her turned around the other way. The media is just doing all these evil things to cause people to believe that homosexuality and all these other things are okay.
Pastor Alamo, great message. We're all out of time. We'll have you on again. And Pastor Alamo, thanks for being on the show.
Well, thank you, Greg. I'd love to be back on.
We'll get you on again. That was Pastor Tony Alamo. And go to his website, alamoministries.com, and you can read many of his writings and learn about his ministry. We're going to be back tomorrow, same time, same place on the Investigative Journal. Thanks for listening. Have a good afternoon. Until tomorrow, good afternoon.